Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. Healthy Eating for Diabetes. Dietary Guidance for All People Living with All Types of Diabetes. By Asmina Govinji, RD, FBDA, Consultant Nutritionist and Registered Dietitian. Staying well until a cure is found. Healthy Eating and Diabetes. Everyone seems to have an opinion about diet. Magazines, friends, and social media offer all sorts of information, and this can sometimes be conflicting and confusing. How can you tell what is true and what is not? Use this leaflet as your starting guide. It highlights three key messages that will help you make better food choices. 1. Choose healthier carbohydrates. 2. Reduce intake of added sugars. 3. Cut down on ultra-processed foods. What questions are on your mind? Does diabetes mean I have to follow a special diet? Will diabetes stop me eating with my family? Can I still enjoy my favorite foods? You don't need to buy expensive foods or follow a special diet plan. Eating for diabetes is simply about regularly eating a range of healthy foods, and this will benefit the whole family. Why food matters. 1. What, when, and how many carbohydrates you eat directly affects your blood glucose levels. Persistently high blood glucose levels over a longer duration increase your risk of developing other long-term complications, for example, heart disease. 2. Eating well and having sensible portions can help you watch your weight. Keeping to a healthy weight can reduce your risks of developing serious problems with your heart, eyes, and feet. Long-term diabetes-related complications are linked more to glycemic management than weight alone. 3. Food is your body's fuel. Eating regular balanced meals means you are more likely to have a range of important nutrients as well as steady energy levels throughout the day. Your weight and diabetes. Even losing a small amount of weight can bring significant benefits, such as helping to lower blood pressure, reducing your risks of heart disease, improving insulin sensitivity, and reducing insulin resistance. Keep healthier foods within easy reach. Stay active, ask for support from friends and family, and get enough sleep. Reviewing your carbohydrate portion sizes can help you maintain a healthy weight and reduce your post-meal blood glucose rise. If you are taking glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1 receptor agonists, your appetite is likely to be reduced. This means there is less opportunity for you to get all your essential nutrients, so choosing healthier meals becomes even more important. Enjoy nutrient-packed foods and make sure you have some protein, such as lean meat, fish, eggs, tofu, or beans, at every meal. If you are not overweight, it is important to eat a variety of healthy foods in the right amounts for you. Ask for a referral to a dietitian for support if you are losing weight unintentionally. Key message 1. Choose healthier carbohydrates. Imagine certain foods as health heroes, loaded with things your body loves, like fiber, vitamins, and minerals. These are the ones you should aim to enjoy more often. Fiber is found in many carbohydrates, carbs, such as whole grain bread, brown rice and pasta, whole grain breakfast cereals, fruit and vegetables, nuts, seeds, and pulses. Beans. Fiber is essential for gut health, keeping your digestive system working properly. Importantly, in diabetes, certain types of fiber can help to manage your blood glucose levels by giving a slower and steadier rise. Starchy carbs. All carbohydrates turn into glucose, sugar. Some, called high glycemic index, high GI foods, are broken down more quickly and can cause a spike in blood glucose. Others are broken down more slowly, low GI foods. Low GI foods are sometimes called slow-release foods. Making changes to your diet that help lower the overall GI of a meal or snack can help regulate blood glucose levels. Lower GI carbohydrate foods, eaten in the right portion sizes, can help lower blood glucose levels, especially if eaten as part of a balanced meal. Sourced from www.glycemicindex.com. Carbohydrate swap box. Choose these foods instead of these foods. Whole grain bread, white or wholemeal bread. Brown rice, white rice. Oat cakes, rice cakes. Porridge, whole oats rather than sachets or pots. Cornflakes. Wholemeal or coarse atta, chapati flour, white atta. Roasted chana, chickpeas, or edamame, Bombay mix. Popcorn or lentil chips, potato crisps. Chickpea hummus, sour cream dip. A handful of unsalted nuts, chocolate or yogurt-coated peanuts. Baked beans on whole grain toast, toasted cheese sandwich. Peanut butter, spread and jam. Lentil dal with brown basmati rice. Lamb curry with white rice. The type of fibre found in pulses, such as beans and lentils, and grains like oats and barley, is more slowly digested, see table below, and can provide a steadier source of energy and a slower rise in blood glucose levels. Seek support from a dietitian if you are making changes and you need help with carbohydrate counting. Choose whole grains. Oats, including rolled pinhead hulled. Barley, including hulled but not pearled. Brown and wild rice. Wheat grains, including cracked wheat, spelt and frika. Corn kernels. Rye. Millet. Buckwheat. Quinoa. Enjoy legumes. Chickpeas. Lentils. Beans including black, cannellini, haricot, kidney beans, butter and lima beans, green peas, cowpeas, broad beans, soya beans. Fruit and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables contain fiber and are rich in vitamins and minerals such as vitamin C and potassium. Studies show that eating more fruit and vegetables helps cut your risks of high blood pressure and strokes. Aim for at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables each day. Choose whole fruits rather than fruit juices and smoothies. More on this below. If you are carbohydrate counting, remember to count the carbs of any fruit eaten. 5 ways to add one more veg to your meals. Get into the habit of adding an extra portion of vegetables or a side salad to all your main meals. Here are 5 ideas to give you some inspiration. 1. Add broccoli, red onion, tomatoes or peppers to pasta. 2. Throw in a handful of red lentils, a can of beans or frozen peas when making soups, stews or curries. 3. Making rice? Mix in an equal amount of frozen mixed vegetables before cooking. 4. Add chickpeas or kidney beans to salad or rice dishes. 5. Add spinach leaves, onions, peppers or mushrooms when making an omelette. What counts as a portion? People are sometimes unsure about how much fruit and veg makes a portion. A typical portion is about 80 grams. And a helpful guideline is that a portion of fruit or vegetables should be roughly the size of what fits in your hand. For instance, one portion might be equivalent to a pear, a peach, 2 satsumas, an apple, or a handful of berries. Tinned, fresh and frozen all count. Limit dried fruit to 30 grams or a tablespoon amount, as these are higher in natural sugars, because the water has been removed. Check out the More Information section for lists of fruit and vegetables that count as a portion. Should you count carbs? For people living with type 1 diabetes and people living with type 2 diabetes on insulin, matching quick-acting insulin to carbs is crucial for blood glucose management. Knowing the carb content in your food and drink helps you adjust quick-acting insulin accurately. Your diabetes team can teach you how to do this and factor in other variables, like exercise. They can also inform you about local education programs. Key message 2. Swap sugar for natural sweetness. High sugar foods and drinks typically do not provide us with any essential vitamins and minerals and are therefore not necessary for a healthy diet. Living with diabetes does not rule out any food. However, it is important to eat fewer high sugar foods as they can have a quick, direct impact on blood glucose levels. Foods with lots of sugar are usually processed and might also be high in fat, like chocolate, cakes, biscuits and puddings. It is better to enjoy naturally sweet-tasting foods that are less processed. For example, dried fruits such as raisins, apricots and dates bring sweetness in baking and also provide fibre goodness. Sugar in liquid form like fruit juice or regular cola can make your blood glucose levels rise quickly. This can be useful in certain circumstances where a small amount, equivalent to 15 grams carbohydrate, is recommended for treating a hypoglycemic episode or hypo when blood glucose levels are under 4 millimoles per litre. Whole fruit is usually a better choice than fruit juice. Is fruit juice okay? Fruits contain natural sugars, and when eaten as a whole fruit, they also provide fibre, which helps slow down the rise in blood glucose levels. When fruit is juiced, we take out most of the fibre, and this can make your blood glucose rise more quickly. Also, when fruit is taken in the form of juice, it is easier to have a larger amount of natural sugar than you would have if you had eaten whole fruits. This is why fruit juice can also be used as a first-line hypo treatment when you need your blood glucose levels to rise quickly. For these reasons, it is recommended not to drink more than 150 ml of unsweetened fruit juice or fruit-based smoothies per day. Adding vegetables instead of fruit to a smoothie can help boost fruit and veg intake and have less impact on blood glucose levels. Eating well on a budget. Three top tips. 1. Avoid shopping when hungry and make a shopping list so you are less likely to buy on impulse. 2. Check for loyalty card deals and set a time limit when shopping. 3. Choose own brand versions of products in addition to buying discounted foods close to their use-by or best-before date. Key message 3. Eat fewer ultra-processed foods. Ultra-processed foods, known as UPFs, often contain a long list of ingredients. Examples of these UPFs include crisps, biscuits, cakes, donuts, muffins, pastries, processed meats like sausages, burgers and hot dogs, as well as some ready meals. Many of these foods have ingredients that you might not use at home. They include additives, preservatives, emulsifiers, sweeteners and artificial colours and flavours. Ingredients lists may also include added sugars such as brown sugar, fruit nectar, dextrose and honey. Remember, they are all types of sugar and can affect your blood glucose levels. Sometimes people pick these foods for the sake of convenience. It is okay to have them on occasion, but be aware that they do not add much nutritional goodness to your diet. Foods that are heavily processed tend also to be higher in unhealthy fats, sugar and salt, and many are high in calories, so they can lead to weight gain. They can often be low in nutrients, such as fibre, protein, vitamins and minerals. processed meat and meat products have been linked to heart problems and some types of cancer. Choose healthier forms of protein, such as fish, poultry, tofu, beans, lentils, and dairy products. Healthier types of fat include avocados, oily fish, unsalted nuts and seeds. Note that some foods that might be considered ultra-processed can actually provide important nutrients. Fortified whole grain breakfast cereals are a good example as they provide iron, B vitamins and fiber. Choose lower sugar versions and those with a shorter list of ingredients. Read food labels and check the ingredients list for any added sugars. Healthy eating is about being mindful of the kind of foods you choose, how much you eat, and how often you eat them. UPFs are not to be feared. This is not about restricting. It is about reducing. If you are choosing ready meals, fast food, or takeaways, for example, be conscious of how much you have. Takeaway serving sizes can be larger than you need and are often higher in fat and calories. Consider sharing and adding a side salad or some steamed vegetables to make your meal go further. If you are trying to lose weight or improve your glycemic control, aim to choose a ready meal that has less than 50 grams carbohydrate in total per meal. Try to choose foods that are less processed and keep to the recommended portion sizes on the pack. Get into the habit of looking at food labels and choose brands that are lower in fat, sugar, and calories, yet still fit within your budget. Most supermarkets offer a healthier range of ready meals. Try cooking from scratch with these speedy swaps. Swap box. Choose these foods instead of these foods. Grilled frozen fish with oven chips and peas. Takeaway fish and chips. Beef pasta made with lean minced beef or turkey vegetarian alternative. A jar of tomato pasta sauce and wholemeal pasta. Add a side salad. Lasagna ready meal. Apple wedges with nuts and 0% fat Greek yogurt or yogurt alternative. A small amount of full fat yogurt is also okay as it helps slow down the release of sugars present in the fruit and with satiety. Apple pie and cream. Grilled reduced fat cheese. Tomatoes. Green peppers and olives on wholemeal pita bread. Three cheese pizza. Baked jerk chicken with brown rice and peas. Jamaican beef patty. Homemade popcorn with a touch of chili and lemon. Sweet chili crisps. Staying healthy is not only about what you eat. Physical activity and sleep also play a big role in managing stress and taking care of your body. Remission of type 2 diabetes. Remission in type 2 diabetes means your blood glucose levels return to a healthy range without needing medication. It can be achieved through weight loss. Remission is an HbA1c below 48 millimoles on two occasions, 3 months apart. Coming off diabetes medications will be dependent on whether medications are prescribed for other cardiac or renal protective benefits and not just improving glycemic control, which helps restore normal liver and pancreas function, especially in those newly diagnosed. The NHS offers a structured remission, defined as coming off all glucose-lowering medication program. So ask your healthcare team if it is available in your area. Key messages checklist. People living with diabetes can still eat the same kind of food as people without diabetes. Here is a summary of the key messages in this leaflet. 1. Eat more high-fiber foods like beans, pulses, whole grains, fruit and vegetables. 2. Cut down on sugar-rich food and drink. 3. Choose fewer ultra-processed and takeaway foods and be mindful of portion sizes. More information. There are diabetes education programs available to you locally, which will be offered when you're first diagnosed and possibly beyond. These may be face-to-face or online and will help improve your knowledge, skills and confidence in managing your diabetes and to get your diabetes into remission. Alternatively, you can register for the NHS Healthy Living for Type 2 Diabetes programme at www.healthyliving.nhs.uk or attend a DRWF Diabetes Wellness event, such as United Through Diabetes, www.drwf.org.uk/news-and-events/, which provides a one-stop shop on all aspects of diabetes self-management and an opportunity to meet new people living with all types of diabetes. Need more help? Talk to your diabetes specialist team or practice nurse and check out the further information below. Cardiovascular disease. British Heart Foundation, bhf.org.uk/information-support/conditions/cardiovascular-disease. Managing Your Weight. NHS, Managing Your Weight. www.nhs.uk/live-well/healthy-weight/. NHS Better Health. Lose Weight. www.nhs.uk/better-health/lose-weight/. Carb Counting. Bertie. bertiediabetes.com/. Carbs and Cals. www.carbsandcals.com. No Diabetes. www.nodiabetes.org.uk/resources/internal/carbohydrate-counting/. Eating a Balanced Diet. NHS Eating a Balanced Diet. www.nhs.uk/live-well/eat-well/how-to-eat-a-balanced-diet/eating-a-balanced-diet/. British Dietetic Association Food Facts. www.bda.uk.com/food-health/food-facts.html. British Dietetic Association Glycemic Index. www.bda.uk.com/resource/glycemic-index.html. British Dietetic Association resource. Staying Healthy When Taking Medications for Obesity at www.bda.uk.com/food-health/GLP-1-obesity-medications.html. NHS Food Scanner App. www.nhs.uk/healthier-families/food-facts/nhs-food-scanner-app/. Diabetes Remission. Life Without Diabetes, The Definitive Guide to Understanding and Reversing Type 2 Diabetes by Professor Roy Taylor, Short Books Limited, 2019. Fruit and Vegetables, Portion Sizes, NHS 5-a-day Portion Sizes, www.nhs.uk/live-well/eat-well/5-a-day/portion-sizes/. Educational Videos. The go-to channel for expert advice and practical tips on living well with diabetes by Hampshire and Isle of Wight Healthcare NHS Foundation Trust Community Diabetes Team. www.youtube.com/@all-about-diabetes. NHS Remission Programme, Weight Management Programme or Community Centre Support Groups in your area. Ask your GP practice. The Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation works towards educating, informing, and reminding you of the best and healthiest choices to make. If you would like to become part of our diabetes wellness community, visit our website for more details, www.drwf.org.uk. DRWF, Building 1000, Langstone Park, Havant, Hampshire, P091SA. Telephone 023 9263 7808. Email inquiries at drwf.org.uk. Registered charity number 1070607. Registered in England. Company number 034-96304. Company limited by guarantee. Trusted information creator. Patient information forum. PIFTIC is the only independently assessed UK quality mark for trusted health information. It is operated by the Patient Information Forum. Source references can be provided on request. All details correct at time of print. Disclaimer: retranslated health information. This information, as written and reviewed in English, is accurate. If you use a translation app to translate this content, we cannot be held responsible for any inaccuracy. Please confirm any health information with your own medical team before acting upon it. Version 2.0, published August 2026, due to be reviewed within 3 years of publication date. Printed by Holbrooks Printers Limited, Portsmouth, Hampshire, UK.